This is Bob Fetrakis with The Other Side of the News, brought to you by thefreepress.org. WCRS Community Radio 98.3 and 102.1.
This is Suzanne Patzer here with Bob Fetrakis, bringing you The Other Side of the News. Well, Bob, you've been quite busy over these past couple of months, but most recently you were in New York City. What was that about?
Well, I went to New York to give two presentations at the Left Forum, the annual gathering of left-wing activists and intellectuals. The first one was on Friday night, and on the panel was Mimi Kennedy of Progressive Democrats of America, and Jonathan Simon, who wrote a book called Code Red, well-known election integrity activists. I was on the panel as well. But the theme of the panel was the rolling right-wing coup. And what we've suggested, although there's some new developments in this, is that these private partisan for-profit companies that program the e-voting rolls, where you register to vote, and program the computer election machines, as well as central tabulators, may be manipulating the elections. A lot of this technology developed historically out of companies working with the CIA, rigging elections in the Third World. So I went there, and also Harvey Wasserman was supposed to appear, but Mimi Kennedy filled in for him. We debuted our new book, The Strip and Flip Selection of 2016. It's a small book, a little over 100 pages, outlines the unprecedented purging, that is, deregistering of voters throughout the United States. It appears the target now are those that support Bernie Sanders. And the flip is, once they do massive voter stripping and get it close, it looks like they also flip the vote if we compare the actual vote to the exit polls. People coming out of the polls are telling us they're voting differently than the recorded vote. In at least 11 of 26 states, the exit polls differ so greatly from the actual vote count, if they were anywhere else in the world, our U.S. State Department would denounce the official results as fraudulent.
Now, you don't mean the voters are coming out of the polls telling us that they voted a different way than they actually voted. Your contention is that the voters are telling the truth to the exit pollers, but something's wrong with the actual final vote count.
Well, we can't verify the final vote count, as Bev Harris, who I recently saw once again out in L.A.
Bev Harris, that's of Black Box Voting, one of the first people to actually bring to the public's attention that voting machines might be able to be programmed and manipulate the vote?
Yeah, shockingly, apparently computer voting machines can be programmed. So, and, you know, garbage in, garbage out, or Hillary Clinton in, Hillary Clinton out. So she calls it, of course, black box voting. That is, we can't really verify our vote because courts have held that the source code that does the programming is, in fact, proprietary. It's a trade secret of the companies, private companies, that program these e-voting machines, these computer voting machines, as well as the voting rolls, the electronic voting rolls for registration, as well as the central tabulators. So there's really no transparency in American politics, and you can't verify the vote. They're not set up to really do any sort of recount.
So you were telling us that Bev Harris was there, and what did she have to talk about?
Well, Bev Harris, those of you who are familiar with black box voting, in the year 2000 uncovered a variety of interesting things, wrote early on about the loss of 20,000 votes by Al Gore in Florida in Volusia County, where the notorious ES&S, a company that in one way or another, be it central tabulators, general election management systems, voting machines, etc., counts for about 80% of the voting in the U.S. And she was the one that pointed out the memo where essentially 16,000 votes were subtracted from Al Gore, 4,000 were added to George W. Bush, a 20,000 vote swing, and of course John Ellis, the first cousin of George W. Bush on a 30-day contract with Fox News, called the election for George W. Bush, despite this massive so-called computer glitch. So that's how Bev Harris became well-known. What she's recently uncovered, and this is a result of a lawsuit leading to a data dump to her, is that the GEMS system, the General Election Management System, that was controlled by Diebold, which has now gone out of business, after the 04 election. Its name was so tainted for its partisan activity on behalf of George Bush, it changed its name to Premier, and then Premier and Diebold were caught up in worldwide fraud and manipulation, and they were sold off. The election division was sold off to ES&S, and also the remnants of it exist in the form of a company called Dominion. But when going back over the general election management software created by Diebold for central tabulators to do the centralized vote counts, primarily at the county level, she found that within the program, it wasn't simply prime plus one, and that one being a voter. It wasn't simply prime plus one voter, where you add up, is that they allowed the vote to be weighted, which allowed anyone in the data system to, in fact, count people as fractions.
So what you mean is it's no longer one person, one vote.
Could be one person, one-tenth of a vote. One person, one-twenty-fifth of a vote. One person, half of a vote.
And who would have control over that?
Traditionally, three-fifths.
Who would have control over this system to be able to decide how much of a fraction it would be?
Well, it depends. The system itself is proprietary and belongs now to ES&S. So it depends on whether you're contracting the system out or whether they're election officials, who, by the way, by nature are bipartisan, usually belonging to the Democrat or Republican party. So, or the maintenance people, right, the technicians who work from ES&S, who work for ES&S, and can come in and preset those tabulators as they usually do prior to an election. So, again, you could, you know, say for every 100 Sanders voters, Sanders receives 9/10, 90 votes. And again, Hillary Clinton receives 110 votes per 100. So that would be a 20-vote swing. Each of them got 100. 10 would be subtracted from Sanders. 10 would be added to Clinton. It's simple fractional math, which is totally uncounted for by the public, because we can't see into the black box. And you can easily flip elections with that type of software.
Now, would an audit catch something like this?
Well, it depends on what kind of... these are at the central tabulator level. So if you went and compared the specific precinct, although one unique element of GEMS historically, the General Election Management System, is that it keeps two sets of books. So your precincts may look perfectly correct, Hence, if you went back and audited it, they would match the precinct numbers. But the total tabulation isn't the mere accumulation of all the precincts. So you can actually, it's like having two sets of books. You know, a small business wants to cheat on taxes. You have the one that looks all official and adds up correctly for the IRS, and then you've got another set of books where you cook the numbers. So that's the GEM system.
This is outrageous. I mean, what you're saying is that they've set up an election system where they can decide that maybe Hillary's voters get a full one person, one vote, but somebody else running against her, possibly Bernie Sanders, all his votes would be counted only as a fourth of a vote or a half of a vote.
Fifth of a vote or nine-tenths of a vote, and hers would be 11-tenths of a vote.
What can we do about something like this? Do we have to sue to see all these records somehow?
Well, I think a lawsuit is one option. I think people need to protect their votes. If you've got a local board of elections using a GEM system, you need to go down and immediately occupy that board of election and demand they come up with a more transparent system. You also need to actually audit and compare, if they have a GEM system, compare the precinct results, hopefully on paper, that you can count. Some states and some counties essentially have DREs, which is computer voting, direct recorded electronic. It's what GRE stands for. So really you want at least a ballot that you can scan, because you can count the ballot and then in a real audit compare it to the actual precinct vote.
So you were in New York and then you're out in California, and it seemed like seems like the upcoming California primary is primarily on people's minds right now. So what are you thinking about that?
Well, I was out there again for close to a week. I spent a little time in New York as we've talked about. And prior to that, I think the last time we did a show, I had just testified before the Congressional Black Caucus. But in the San Francisco area, I did two events, and with Cliff Arnebeck, attorney based here in Columbus, who's brought suits before on behalf of voters and the election integrity movement. And what we're thinking about is, on Monday, June 6th, is filing a civil RICO action against essentially 11 states. Those 11 states, the basis of the action would be to get the exit polls, the unadjusted exit polls done by the exit polling monopoly, the Edison Research Group, formerly Metoskey Edison, but to get them to release their unadjusted exit polls. Because they're adjusting their exit polls to match the actual vote, but the exit polls unadjusted are suggesting that somebody is tampering with the actual vote count. So we would like to see what their actual sample was, whether they made any mistakes. Why are there such great discrepancies as these private partisan machines tabulate the vote versus what people are saying? And the person that's being hurt the most in this, of course, is Bernie Sanders. Recall again, out of the 26 primaries that have happened so far, 24 have gone in the direction in the actual vote, not the exit polls, towards Hillary Clinton. And in 11 of 26, and this means that the likelihood of this would happen, one in 78 billion elections, is that in 11 of these elections, and if you take them together, they're statistically significant for being outside the margin of error. That is, the margin of error is not plausible. What people are telling us versus how the machine is counting makes no sense. And so, again, as I said at the beginning, 11 of these elections, were they not in the United States, 11 of our state elections that Clinton won would be investigated or would be being investigated by the UN for voting fraud. Not voter fraud, voting or election fraud. And you're listening to WCRS 98.3, 102.1, your community radio. And again, I'm here in the studio with my producer, Suzanne Patzer, who actually, by the way, was with me in New York.
So this lawsuit that's happening June 6th, how would that affect anything that has to do with the California's primary election? Because my understanding is there won't be any exit polls for the California primary election.
Well, actually, one of the things I was doing in California was setting up some limited professional election polling, primarily in the San Francisco area. I don't want to go into great detail where we're setting up the polls, because the Edison Research Group, after we filed legal notices to them, telling them that they needed to hold on to all their documents, then called off the exit polls in the remaining 19 states. So the exit polls are now called off. There's no exit polls in New Jersey. There's no exit polls, of course, in Puerto Rico. No exit polls in California and the other remaining states. But that is no exit polls from the Edison Research Group. But there will be professional and academic research exit pollsters in the Bay Area. Also, there'll be two separate apps. While out there, I was able to work with people in the election protection field, and they're doing two different apps where people coming out can take part in citizen election protection exit polls.
You mean people that are just got done voting and that are coming out of the polls?
Yes, that's what exit polling is. They'll be coming out, and they can cast on a cell phone. The exit pollsters will have cell phones with an app on it, and you'll swear you are who you are, and you're not lying. You'll sign a little affidavit and vote, cast a vote on this application for president.
So it'll just be tracking the presidential vote.
Right, because that's where the problem has been with the presidential vote, where it appears something is happening to deprive Bernie Sanders of the votes he should have been granted.
So you've always been involved with the Green Party, at least for several years. Why is it you're so concerned about whether or not Bernie's losing votes?
Well, I'm not concerned with Bernie's losing votes. I'm concerned any time your polling data indicates election fraud. The United States has recently been rated the 47th out of 47th, the last, the worst, of all the long-term democracies, primarily because of the mass purging or deregistration of American voters. Remember in Brooklyn, it was about 160,000 voters, at least 126,000, that were falsely stripped from the voting rolls and denied the right to vote. So as a Green, we believe in grassroots democracy. So I'm concerned if anyone's vote, you know, be it a vote for Trump, Sanders, Clinton, what I'm concerned with is that our elections are non-transparent. So in this case, it looks like they're stealing votes from Bernie Sanders. And clearly they're stripping the Sanders voters. Now, who's doing it? In many cases, it looks like party regulars that control the boards of elections or are, you know, municipal registrars. Who knows with these private machines like ES&S, which has a is partially owned by the Omaha World Herald, who has as a major investor Warren Buffett. So we need to look at these machines closely and see, you know, who are these technicians that are programming the machines. The only one where Bernie did quite well, his only one, which we would expect won in 26 elections, actually won in 20 elections, where it went significantly in the direction of Bernie, was done in Oklahoma. But that's a state, while the source code is proprietary, the officials of the state actually program the computers instead of the private technicians. So, again, I did two events in the San Francisco area. And then, of course, I went down to L.A. for another event where Bev Harris was, Harvey Wasserman, my co-writer and co-conspirator, Mimi Kennedy, John Brakey, who was just involved in a suit in Arizona, where it was real clear that there was a conspiracy to deprive Bernie voters of their right to vote. Remember, they shrunk the precincts by 70% from, again, 200 down to 60 in Maricopa County, which is the Phoenix area. And the exit polls are so fraudulent, they're off the chart. I mean, I don't know anyone who looks at the margin of error in that case and the official results from what exit polls said that the voters outlined as their choice. When you compare that to the actual vote, it's ludicrous. The United Nations should be called, an international election. Observers should be descending and protesting. There should be the equivalent of a green revolution, or better yet, an orange revolution, as there was in the Ukraine in 2004, when that election was stolen by far less numbers than what the Sanders victory was stolen recently in Arizona.
You characterize this as being possibly concocted by party regulars. And I'm just wondering, what is your theory? Why so many people are trying to help Hillary? And if there's such an obvious groundswell for Bernie Sanders amongst Democrat voters, Democratic voters, independent voters, particularly young voters, what about party regulars would make them want to squelch all that enthusiasm and change the votes for a different candidate that doesn't seem as popular and is obviously not as popular, so that they would have to actually steal the vote for her?
Well, Bernie Sanders is disrupting the whole system, as Donald Trump did in the Republican Party. Donald Trump seemed to have really shaken up, if not destroyed, the born-again Christian white folks following a corporatist leadership agenda. In the Republican Party, he's brought in a lot of white populists, people with real and perceived economic grievances, and he swept through the primaries. Now, Hillary Clinton represents the center, right? She's the most hawkish candidate left in the race, and arguably the most hawkish candidate that ran. Again, she's the woman who supported the war in Iraq, the extension in Afghanistan. She, you know, is bragged about killing Gaddafi, and of course was behind the ill-fated policy in Syria. So she's a war hawk, she's a neoconservative, and she's the status quo, right? When Charles Koch of the Koch brothers suggests maybe she is the best candidate left, and he may have to consider supporting her, that tells you something about the center of American politics, which is under attack from the Democratic and populist left, Bernie Sanders, and from right-wing nationalists who have grievance against essentially the people in the center, like Hillary Clinton, who spends her time giving $500,000 speeches to the 1%, to the oligarchs.
So why do you think that all these people are trying to help her win still? I mean, do you think there's pressure being put on them?
Well, she represents the status quo. They're in the system. you know, they're not going to stick around and have their jobs as director of the Board of Elections in whatever county they're in or member of the Central Committee if you sweep a whole new activist generation in the politics. All these old party hacks, these centrist, democratic, capitalist, pro-corporate, pro-war forces will be booted out by the new activists if Bernie wins. I mean, it's a fundamental shift in American politics, particularly in the Democratic Party, as it also is on the right with the Republican Party and Trump.
What do you think is going to happen in California for the primary?
Well, we can predict that hundreds of thousands, if not more, Sanders voters will be disenfranchised by the NPP. That is the no party preference ballot. California is an interesting system where independents may vote in a